Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're
Assalamu alaikum. This is Woody Abdul Kareem calling in.
Track.
We're your friends. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
I didn't get it. What's going on now?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, I just heard a little bit of the brother, then I didn't hear him no more, you know, and so I was wondering what was going on. I just called back in. I didn't call back in about 3 times.
Oh, yeah, I just called the number that the guest was to call it, the listener. And I got you. I heard the, we're your friend, we're your neighbor, you know, beginning on, and then you answered.
Right.
So I don't know what happened. They probably sometimes that happens, and they kick me out, and I have to call it back in.
Okay.
So he might have to call it back in.
You said I might have to call back in?
The brother might have to call back in.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you. But what about the show? I mean, my son just called, too. He wanted to listen to the show, too. He's supposed to be on.
But so that's between, I can't do the show. That's between you and the brother. I can only listen in.
Okay, well, you know, that defeats
Hello,
the point.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I think your brother's on now.
Brother Kareem?
I'm trying to speak. I was speaking, and for some reason, I'm not able to be heard, but can you hear me pretty well?
I can hear you definitely. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then if you could, because I actually called in and just muted my computer because for whatever reason, let me try again with the computer. Hold on one moment.
Well, you're doing fine if you continue like you're doing. The only thing is that you have two guests on now. And if you see my number up there, you can push my number off and keep it now. Shahid's number on there.
Okay. Is yours the 202 number?
Mine is 301-672-3381.
Okay.
The 202 number, Shahid's son.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I guess I'll do it third party this way. But I'm going to just try to pick it up from the computer. So everyone hold on. And Imam, if you could hear me in 1 minute, just let me know because I'm going to try to mute this and use the computer. Hold on, please.
All right.
Gone. Okay, hello.
Okay, hello. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Did you get Imam Shahid? I can hear you. I don't know whether Imam Shahid can hear you or not.
Okay, so you can hear me, Sister Isla?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. So we're halfway there. Let me see if I can get Imam Shahid. See, that's where I was. The problem I was having also. I couldn't get Imam Shahid to hear me. But you could, and
assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So then we're on. Okay. All right. Allah has a way of making things work. Welcome to the reality of the Creator. This is the radio show, and your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz. This is Woody Abdul-Karim calling in from Winston-Salem with my feeble technical abilities, trying to help co-host the show while our recovering sister Isla guides us from her recovery station. And we thank you so much, sis, because we've been on about 15 minutes now, and it's probably just been people listening to I'm Your Neighbor, and I appreciate everyone who's held on. The title of the show is Most People Reject the Resurrection and Judgment Day. Most people reject the resurrection and judgment day. We have a few people who've been holding, and we're just starting the show now. And I wanted to bring on the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz, to give us some enlightenment, God willing, on this topic that you've presented today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, people, I want to thank you all for your patience. First of all, I want to thank you all also for being so kind as to be patient with us because we know that in this world, this is an imperfect life and we're going to have imperfections, but we keep striving for perfection and Allah, our Creator, will bless us to get what we need to get, and that's back home to Him. People, we're talking about preparing for the day of judgment because in this world we're in, people, my brothers and sisters, this is a temporary life that we're in. And all of the things that we have here in this world, they are temporary, people. We are only given these things by our Creator to be tested for the day of judgment. See, it's just like, in the court system here, I was on probation one time. So they was testing me for 5 years to see if I was going to commit any more crimes. Then if I did commit one more crime, I was going to go to jail and pull that 5 years. So, you know, this judgment is similar to that, but only if you don't pass this test of Allah's testing you here in this world on the day of resurrection and judgment, you won't go to prison in a temporary situation like here in this world. You will go to a prison that's called hell. And in that prison, you think you're going through something here, or even in these prisons here. It's nothing compared to the prison of hell if you disobey and reject the reality of your Creator here while you're on this earth, and reject serving Him just because you've been blessed by Him with a little limited amount of freedom to choose right from wrong. And most people take the mercy of Allah for granted because Allah don't punish us for everything we do wrong. In fact, I look at my own life, and I was just talking to my son, and I said, man, I know you. I believe you coming around because you got goodness in your heart. Your mother's got a good heart. Your father's got a good heart. And you got a good heart. I believe you're going to come around. I'm going to keep praying for you anyway. But anyway, Allah, He is often forgiven.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Shahid Shabazz. There's a time I may have to restart the whole show. Everyone may have to call back in if it happens.
Okay.
If it happens, there's some type of, I don't know if I picked a 90-minute show or not, but it's going through a countdown where we're still on air, but it looks like it's going to cut off and I might have to start it back over again. And it would only take me a minute this time, inshallah. Are you still able to hear me, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
You are? Okay. Then it looks like maybe it'll let us continue because it says we're still on. It says we're still on. Yes. So, okay. I'm sorry. Please go ahead and continue.
Okay. Yes, sir. At this time, since most of the people know we're talking about the resurrection and the judgment day, I'm going to stop. And if you got a guest that want to come on, I would like for them to come on at this time if they want to.
Okay. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So the title of the show, again, since most people know, is that most people reject resurrection and the judgment day. We have the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and I'm your co-host, Abdul Kareem. There is a caller here. There's a few calls came and went, but there's someone still here calling from the 202 area code. I'm going to just give you a chance to say hello, your name, and see if you have any questions. The last four digits are 0248. Let me see if I can unmute and get you in. Do you hear me there, Mr. Calling from 0248?
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh. How are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So what's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Rashid Shahid Shabazz. That's my father, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Did you have a statement or anything that you wanted to say? I know we kind of just started here.
No, I just basically want to say all praise be to Allah and bless my father to keep doing a beautiful job reaching the people and trying to change people's spirit and get them on the right track so we can all make it to heaven, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I mean, thank you. Thank you, son.
I mean.
Thank you.
I mean. Thank you, brother. So I'm gonna put you on mute now. Thank you for sharing that. And again, Imam Shabazz, I'm going to give you back the mic. And most people reject the resurrection and judgment day with your host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, my people, I want to read from the final revelations of our Creator, Allah, all people's Creator. And this particular book called the Holy Quran, it confirms all of the revelations that Allah, the Creator, revealed to all the prophets like Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Noah, all of the prophets. Allah said, don't divide none of his prophets and messengers. And he said, because though they wasn't living in the same time, he said, his truth unified their message in each time period that they lived in. So Allah said his truth is one in all ages. It don't change. His truth don't change. It's the same today as it was 6,000 years ago. So Allah saying here, this is Surah 16. It's called Al-Nab, or the bees, like bumblebee, bees. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inevitably cometh to pass the command of Allah. Seek ye not then to hasten it. All glory to Allah. And far is Allah above having the partners they're ascribing to Allah. Before we go any further, what we want to say about this first surah, ayat, Allah saying inevitably means that something is eventually is going to happen. It may not happen when you want it to happen, but it's eventually going to happen. So that's what inevitably means. So Allah said, inevitably, the judgment, you're going to die. You're going to be resurrected in judgment. He said, that's his command, and Allah's command can never fail. Allah said, so don't seek you as a people to hasten it. What do he mean by that? You know, most people out here, people are killing people and dying and murdering people faster than I ever seen in my 60-some years. So that, and people are committing suicide faster than ever. So what are they doing? They rushing their death. That's what Allah saying. Don't hasten your death. But give all glory to him. And he is far above having partners. So what he's saying is that all these people are things you think I turn to drugs or alcohol, or I turn to my wife or my husband or my sister, my brother, my doctor, somebody to help me. Allah is saying, my car, I'm going to get more into my car, and that's going to take my mind off this evil in this world. No, no, no. Almighty Allah say hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Ain't nothing can satisfy you people or give you satisfaction that's going to last but pleasing your Creator. If you please him, he will please you. And Allah say he's the one that don't send down angels with inspiration of his command for us on this earth. And Allah say to such of his servants as he pleases. So what Allah is saying is that he sent down his command through his angels to such of us as he pleases. What do he mean by that? My son may have mentioned that earlier. I talked to him. If you don't want the truth, Allah is not going to make you accept this truth. If you want to live a sinful life, he will leave you in that way. He don't force you against your will to believe in him or to prepare for the day of judgment. He leave that up to you. And I shared with a sister, Allah say of the people he created are some people that believe in him and some that don't. So Allah say, warn people that there is no God but Allah. So Allah say, do your duty unto me. He's speaking to all the people that say they're Muslims. He said, if you believe in him as a true Muslim, then your duty and your job is to warn other people in the world that there ain't but one Creator. And you can't see him. He's unseen. He's the spiritual reality behind all of what you see. What you see ain't real. He's real and you can't see him. But he's there all the time. And Allah said he has created the heavens and the earth for justice, so that everybody can treat each other right. You know, if you got more than what you need, don't be stingy, share. Share with your brother. Whether it's knowledge, food, money, whatever you got that can help your brother. And brother means human race. So Allah says, he created the earth for us to help each other, for justice, not for 1% of the people to be rich and 99% of the population poor. That's not justice. That's injustice. And Allah says here, far is he from having the partners people ascribe to him. Meaning whatever partner you are trying to worship, say, this right here going to help me get to God if I worship this Buddha statue. If I worship my imam or my Christian leader, they going to help me get to heaven. If I worship my husband or wife, they going to help me get to heaven. Nobody can help you get to heaven. They can teach you the truth. They can live a good life and teach you, but it's your will. Whether you will have the will to want to go to heaven, and if you got the will to want to go to heaven, then you will have the will to know Allah will bless you to know the only way you can get to heaven, you got to worship him alone and not associate any partners with him. Allah said he has created people from a sperm drop. And Allah say, yet most people, they become a disputer, an open disputer against their own creator by saying things about Allah that they don't know, have no knowledge of, lying on Allah. And Allah say, and cattle, that's animals. He say he has created for you people. From them, Allah say, ye derive warmth and numerous benefits, many benefits. And he said, up there, meat ye eat. And Allah says, and ye have a sense of pride and beauty in them. Also, people take pride in them. Now, look at my beautiful cows and all of this. And Allah says, you derive warmth. You get their skin off warmth. And you build some houses out of their skin. And Allah says, and in the evening, and you lead them forth to pasture, and in the morning you lead them forth to pasture. And Allah said, and they carry your heavy loads to lands that you could not up